If you walk by the large brick building at 15th Street on the east side of town, not much indicates it was ever the home of the Capital College Preparatory Academy. The building opened over 80 years ago. Inscribed across its entrance, Fyshens High School, a school that closed back in the 60s when enrollment became too large for capacity. This time around, the closure is a much different story. Last week, the academy hosted its first and last eighth grade graduation. Isaiah Thomas is one of the graduates. He's getting a picture with his teacher after the ceremony. His mother, Charlon, says he's done well here. She especially appreciated the separation of boys from girls and the focus on STEM courses, those involving science, technology, engineering, and math.
Coming into class, he wasn't doing well in math, but he has gained all the skills he needs in order to be successful later on.
Isaiah participated in after-school programs that paired students with the Illinois Department of Transportation to teach them about engineering. He says it's sad to know his class is the only to graduate.
The older kids, they were kind of bummed, even though, like, we were going to high school. So, I mean, it wouldn't directly affect us, but they were still bummed. So they wanted to be able to come back here and tell their teachers that they went to college and stuff.
Isaiah says he plans to go to Springfield High School, and after that, university, maybe studying zoology. Isaiah's teacher, Denise Petty, spoke at the graduation ceremony, telling students they imparted lessons to their teachers by creating a positive campus culture and far exceeding expectations when it came to academic performance. Petty, who's been a teacher for 15 years, says at CCPA she was impressed by the teachers, administration, and community coming together to support the students.
This experience here really kind of revitalized my excitement about teaching because I teach not only to dispense knowledge but also to affect students' lives. And so in this environment, I've truly had the opportunity to affect my kids' lives.
The school aimed at putting a diverse group of kids, many from low-income homes, on the path to higher ed. Its curriculum, which included giving students the same two teachers all 3 years, was molded after the best practices of similar academies across the nation, says Principal Chris Colgren.
We certainly maintained a philosophy that every child in this program is unique, important, and brilliant, and that they do, in fact, have a divine right to achieve their maximum potential. And I think it was really that underlying philosophy that allowed us to do the kind of things that we were able to do and see students who had traditionally been less successful within academic settings really thrive in this program.
The school's closure comes after a tumultuous round of school board meetings. The board voted twice on whether or not to close it, and some district employees were involved in a leak of the names and grades of CCPA students in what was thought to be an effort to discredit the school's academic growth. Despite the academy's demise, Principal Colgren had a message of unity to impart on its graduates before they crossed the stage in their navy-colored uniforms.
We are nothing without everyone in the group participating, and that's exactly what we have been able to achieve over the past 3 years. The contributions that individual scholars have made have been remarkable, and they have shown us the true brilliance that lies within each and every one of those who sit in this auditorium today.
In nearly any district of Springfield's size, the closures, openings, and alterations of schools are inevitable. For now, the building on the east side that housed CCPA's 3-year run will become a K-5 elementary school. Two elementaries are being consolidated there. I'm Rachel Otwell.